The Employment Rights Act provides that employees made redundant must receive a minimum amount of compensation for being made redundant, which is known as statutory redundancy. Statutory redundancy payments are exempt from income tax as emoluments, but they remain taxable under the provisions of Section 401 as termination payments, and therefore, as we've already said, will be subject to that £30,000 exemption limit. The case of Myers versus Hawkey, which is a case to do with the Belfast shipyard, established that such payments are not earnings from the employment, even when made under contractual terms. When the shipyard was taken over by a new owner, they were reluctant to take over all of the TUPE rights, and they weren't prepared to make payments going forward for the full years of service. So payments were made on the change of owner, and it was held in the courts that they weren't taxable. Now, non-statutory redundancy payments should also come within Section 401 and qualify for exemption up to the £30,000 exemption. Please remember there is only one exemption of £30,000, and that applies to all payments made in connection with the termination of the office or employment. There isn't a separate exemption for statutory redundancy payments. Also bear in mind, the revenue will look very closely at anything described as non-statutory redundancy payments, and its officers will want to be satisfied that they are not in fact terminal bonuses dressed up as non-statutory redundancy payments. Any terminal bonus would be earnings within Section 62 and therefore fully liable to income tax and national insurance contributions. The advice to AAT members is check the paperwork. What does it say?